3 weeks ago today, Governor Pat McCrory signed House Bill 2 into law. At the time, he wrote, quote, "This bill does not change existing rights under state or federal law." Yesterday, McCrory walked back that statement a bit and is now calling for a section of the controversial law to be repealed. It's all part of an executive order issued by McCrory, but in reality, the measure doesn't accomplish all that much, as WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
In announcing the executive order, Governor Pat McCrory made the measure seem like some kind of grand bargain, a way to protect, quote, "the privacy and equality of all North Carolinians." But read through the text and questions arise. For weeks, Governor McCrory and other top Republican lawmakers have said the backlash against House Bill 2 was manufactured by activists and the liberal media, cooked up to besmirch North Carolina's reputation.
There's a very well-coordinated campaign, national campaign, which is distorting the truth.
That was McCrory speaking a few days after signing House Bill 2. Since that time, PayPal has canceled plans to bring 400 jobs to Charlotte. Deutsche Bank paused its plans to expand by 250 jobs in Cary. Bruce Springsteen canceled a concert, and more than 120 CEOs and business leaders called on the governor and the General Assembly to repeal the law. But yesterday, McCrory said it's what he's heard from average North Carolinians that led to this executive order.
Based on this feedback, I am taking action to affirm the state's commitment to privacy and equality.
But the first three tenets of the executive order change nothing. McCrory lays out those points in a video statement.
First, it maintains common sense, gender-specific restroom and locker room facilities in government buildings and in our schools.
House Bill 2 requires people use the facility corresponding with the sex listed on their birth certificate.
Second, the private sector can make its own policy with regard to restrooms, locker rooms, and/or shower facilities.
A carve-out allowed by House Bill 2. And third,
I have affirmed the private sector and local government's right to establish its own non-discrimination employment policies.
For their own employees only. Again, a point granted by House Bill 2, which also bars municipalities from increasing the minimum wage in their jurisdictions to more than the $7.25 an hour mandated by federal law. But a key point of controversy over this law is the fact it bans local governments from expanding protections to include LGBT individuals in employment, housing, as customers, and the like. Now, McCrory says,
as governor, I've expanded our state equal employment opportunity policy to clarify that sexual orientation and gender identity are included.
It sounds like a big move. In reality, it may not be.
It can only apply to state employees.
Nora Houston is an attorney who teaches at the UNC School of Government.
And arguably only apply to state employees who work in cabinet agencies.
An executive order by a governor is like an executive order from the president. It only applies to those who work for the executive branch. In North Carolina, Houston says, that means cabinet-level agencies like
the Department of Public Safety, the Department of Administration, the Department of Health and Human Resources, etc.
But not employees of other agencies that don't have their heads appointed by the governor.
Such as the judicial branch, the university system, and the community college system.
So McCrory's move to expand protected groups affects only a subset of state employees. And McCrory never addresses just why it's important to expand protections for those workers and not for North Carolinians writ large. The final action of the executive order is aspirational in nature, but it is also an important recognition of the law. Ever since it was introduced and signed, Republicans, including McCrory, have said House Bill 2 is just about bathrooms. Here's McCrory just days after signing House Bill 2 into law.
We have not taken away any rights that currently existed in any city in North Carolina, from Raleigh to Durham to Chapel Hill to Charlotte.
A claim that has never been true. Sarah Warbelow is the legal director of the Human Rights Campaign.
Law eliminates the ability for individuals to bring claims under state law if they've experienced discrimination.
Yesterday, McCrory fully acknowledged this aspect of the law, and he went a step further.
I will immediately seek legislation in the upcoming short session to reinstate the right to sue for discrimination in North Carolina state courts.
On this point, it looks like McCrory does have some allies. Senator Jeff Tart is a Republican from Mecklenburg County.
The initial reactions around the hallway are pretty positive, so I think there's a tremendous amount of support.
Tart voted for House Bill 2. At the end of his video statement on Executive Order 93, Governor McCrory said,
"Now, I know these actions will not totally satisfy everyone."
And indeed, that is the case. Chris Brook is legal director of the North Carolina chapter of the ACLU.
House Bill 2 required the transgender community to use a restroom that does not accord with their gender identity and gender expression. The executive order does nothing to change that.
The Conservative Family Research Council agrees. They write, "While we don't think Governor McCrory needed to provide additional clarity, his executive order does not change the law he just signed." For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.